But the one thing I noticed about China is they bootleg a lot. They take movies and DVDs and TV shows that are barely even out yet, and they put them out, you know, for sale. And I was really surprised by that. When I was there, I bought the entire series of Doctor Who for like $10. And that included the Peter Capaldi version. And that was back in 2008. I feel like in China, they know how Game of Thrones ends already. I feel like the Chinese knew how Breaking Bad ended before Aaron Paul did.
Yo, I do what, bitch?
I love that impression because all you have to do to be Aaron Paul is just say bitch after everything.
Yo, science, bitch. Pandas, bitch.
I like doing impressions. Do you guys want to see some impressions? All right. I love doing the Bane voice, but it's really outdated now. It's been out for like 2 years, but I can't get over it. Last summer, I went on tour with my brother Sam, Kurt Mega, and Tessa Netting. And we did a sketch where I played Bane, Kurt played Batman, and Tessa played Catwoman. And the entire tour, we drove Tessa crazy. Because I would not stop doing the Bane voice, and Kurt would not stop doing the Batman voice for like thousands of miles. So she'd say something really innocuous like, oh, you know, I wonder where the bathroom is. He goes, where's the bathroom? Where is it? Are we there yet? It doesn't matter where we are. If you ever want to really piss somebody off, just answer all of their questions in the Bane voice. Like if you get a call from a telemarketer, hi, can I speak to Joe Moses?
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
I'm Chicago's reckoning.
Okay, would it be better if I called back at another time?
Once I finish dinner, then you have my permission to call.
And I do that a lot because I'm kind of an asshole.